I don't know how many of you have caught up to me or are ready for the next sugya. So I wanted to talk for a few minutes first about a klal in Shas that comes from the previous sugya. Something that's not unique to Yavamis, but it's an important klal nevertheless. There's a sefer named Yad Malachi. Yad Malachi, I was looking for it downstairs and had a hard time finding it. It's a sefer of Klolei HaShas, Makadmon, from an early Achrayim. And it has the klolim of Piskei Halacha, the general klolim of how you paskin, when you paskin, which Nakama, which Nabasra, which Amiroim, etc. It's not a type of sefer you can sit down and learn. It's a list of klolim with Marim HaKayimis for the klolim. But nevertheless, the klolim are the fundamentals of the Shulchan Aruch of how to paskin. And he brings a klal, which he quotes, some achrayim say has no makar in Shas. And he says that the makar is the Gemara here, Yudches Amud Beis. The Gemara seemed to be an innocent enough Gemara. The Gemara went back and forth as to whether Rav Yehuda's Memra was Mishmei de Rav or Mishmei de Shmuel. The Gemara went back and forth in something Rabbi Yehuda had said in the beginning of the sugya, whether it's Shmuel that said it or Rav that said it. So the Gemara used an expression, Kivan de Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya, or Mishmei de Rav Kamay Roy, Lai Shafkinan Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya, or Mukminan Kamay Roy Valiba de Rav. What is the Gemara saying? We have two choices. We heard some rumors that Shmuel said this memra. We heard others that Rav said this memra, and we know for sure Rav Huna Amar Rav said the reverse. When the sugya started, the sugya of Yeshika Ein Zika, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda said Yeshika. The Gemara is unsure if Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Rav or in the name of Shmuel. Apparently, there was more than one version. So the Gemara says, since Shmuel, we know for sure a member of Shmuel, that Shmuel Zichah said such a thing, and if Rav said it, is at best the machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, so we assume that the one that was said Behedya is correct over the one that would be dependent on a machlokes Ameroim, creating a machlokes Ameroim, what Rav held. That was the Lashon of the Gemara. Lo shavkinan something behedya, nay, something that's a dina d'amayroi. Now, the place that this comes up is in the following klal, which those of you who learned Yerideya had not many times, but on occasion. The Gemara, sometimes in Yerideya, you have, let us, for example, say, a shachanataz. One paskins one way, and the other is mesufik. He calls it a safik, or he calls it a machlaikis, and he says tzarechi. So we have a rule in halacha that loy shafkinon pshitusa, let's say of the taz, mibnei sveika shel hashach. That if we have a choice to go after the shach safik, or the taz is pshitus, even though normally we pass like the shach against the taz, but since the shach is mesupik and the taz is vadai, so leishavkinon, the pshitusa of one for the sveika of the other one. Now this is a klal in halacha. It doesn't mean that if somebody today is mesupik and the shach says vadai if someone today is vadai and the shach is mesupik, that we're going to go versus somebody today's vadai against a shas safik. It means somebody who's basically in a equivalent level or a close to equivalent level. So we have this klal in halacha that lo shavkinan. So I wanted to take one example in each chelik of Shulchan Aruch to give you examples of where this comes up. I was matzliach in three parts of Shulchan Aruch, so I'll share with you the cases and where this comes up. But the basic idea, I think you can all follow. And we're talking even by Nisa Deraisa, This is the klal. It says more. We have a rule. We pass in like a lishna basra against a lishna kama. If a lishna basra is masupik in the Gemara and a lishna kama is a vadai, we pass in like the lishna kama. Whether it's lachumra, lakula, it doesn't matter. This is this klal. There's actually one other somehow a makar for this type of thing, not from a Gemara, but from Rishayim. There's a Gemara in Beya about the din of a Ephrayach Shanoilid B'Yamtif. An egg that's laid on Yamtif is Muktzah. In Ephrayach Shanoilid B'Yamtif is the Gemara in Beya Davav. And the Lashon HaGemara is Rav Oyser. V'Shmuel V'Yitemer Rabbi Yechanan hold its mutter. So there, Rav says, "Asa Shmuel v'yitemer Rabbi Yechanan holds this mutter." Now we have a rule: Rav Rabbi Yechanan halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. So normally we would paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Rabbi Yechanan. But the Gemara's lashon is Shmuel v'yitemer Rabbi Yechanan. It's a suffix Rabbi Yechanan holds this mutter. So the Kesef Mishnah, I believe it's a Kesef Mishnah, writes there that we paskin like Rav because we don't follow the suffix if Rabbi Yechanan held mutter in place of the vadai of Rav. So that's sort of a second makar for this idea. No, because by Isser we pass like Rav. Yeah, sure. Okay, there's. And FLP came, we say this rule. In other words, we have a reason to paskin mutter if Rabbi Yechanan held this way. If he didn't hold this way, so we're parif. We don't know where Rabbi Yechanan held. Im kol zeh, there's such a. We take a pshitus in makam of a safik. In our chayim, this comes up in Hilchas Tefillin. The klal is mentioned regarding. There's a halacha that if you take off tefillin to go to Beis HaKisei, you have to make a new bracha when you come back. Somebody, even though he hadn't dasked to put it back on. If you're standing somewhere, you take off tefillin, you have a mind to put it back on. See, someone feels his tefillin aren't tight enough. He takes them off, he wants to tighten them, put it back. You don't make a new bracha. You take off tefillin, you're dasked to put it back on, you don't make a new bracha. If you take off tefillin, go to a Beis HaKisei, you make a new bracha. So the Magen Avraham is mesupik. Why? Magen Avraham writes B'losh HaSafik that maybe because their Beis HaKisei was outdoors, it was a Shinui Makim, and because it's Shinui Makim, that's why a person has to make a new bracha on tefillin. And according to Magen Avraham, it's Lav Davka Beis HaKisei. Even if someone takes off his tefillin in the house and goes to shul and puts him back on, a shina makim, according to Magen Avraham, he says a makim rachaik or ktas rachaik, a person has to make a new bracha. And the Magen Avraham says tzarachin. Maybe the reason is because of shina makim, or maybe the reason is because you can't wear tefillin in a Beis HaKisei. It's also to wear tefillin in a Beis HaKisei, but Mela has a din of a hefsek. He's mesupik. Which reason? Nafkamin, of course, is if you're going not to Beis HaKisei. The Taz Nemzon for Pashtus the second way. That it's a din dafka in Beis HaKisei. That otherwise there's no din of a hefsik makam. So there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if you go to, you take off tefillin in the house and go to shul and put them back on. According to Magen Avraham, he's mesupik. According to the Taz, you do not make a new bracha. Because according to the Taz, hefsik doesn't matter. Only bathroom matters. So in that case, we paskin, it says such a lashon that leishafkinam pshitusa of the Taz, because of the suffix of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is mesupik. The Taz says pshitus. So we follow the Taz. If someone takes off his tefillin, he walks to shul, he puts him back on, even though there's a hefsik, it doesn't matter. Because the Magen Avraham is mesupik if hefsik matters, if shinui makom matters. But the Taz says it's a chidazit. Now that case isn't Chayyadam, Klal Yugimel. That's easy, because in that case, you're going to make fewer brachas. You're saying, don't make a bracha. But there's a second nafkamina. In our bathrooms, well, you don't have to do shinu makom, you don't have to go outdoors. If someone takes off tefillin in the shul, and he goes into the bathroom, he comes back to put it on again. Does he make a bracha on that? According to the Magen Avraham Safik, you don't make a bracha, because this is only al tefsik, al shinu makom. Here there was no shinu makom. So the Magen Avraham, you don't make a bracha. Like the Taz, you do make a bracha. He says, Beis HaKisei, it's not a din of shinu makom, it's a din of Beis HaKisei. Since then, Beis HaKisei, you can't wear tefillin. So here the Bir Halacha says, his lashon is, Lo Shavkinan Pshitusa of the Taz, not just the Taz, I think he brings Eliyahu Rabbah also, Lo Shavkinan Pshitusa of the Taz, Eliyahu Rabbah, because of the suffix of Magen Avraham, that we do make another bracha. Here, we're using this klal to be marbin a bracha. Magen Avraham is mesupik if you make a bracha if there's no shinu makom. And the Taz is pshitalei. So here you have a situation where you have this klal ad kedei kach to make an additional bracha. Okay, that's an Arachayim example of Lo Shavkinan. In Yeridaya, I think we had it a few times in Basa B'chalav Taruvis. And I think a couple of times it was a Dagon Ravav, where the Shach was Mesupik, and he brings the Magen Avraham that says Pshita. So I looked through a little bit. The one I found was in Simin Kufhei, Shach Chav Gimel. Now, those of you who learned the Yeridaya should find this particularly interesting, but it's a simple case, even if you didn't learn Yeridaya. There's a rule in Yeridaya that a Bliya that goes from one thing to another when it's dry only goes kedei klipa. A bliya from one thing to another, if you're cooking, it goes in the entire thing. But dry things, tzli, things that are roasted, only go kedei klipa. That means the bliya from the trefa to the kasher only goes a small amount. Unless it's a davar shamein, a fatty food, the bliya goes throughout. You have a steak, it touches something else, steak, nevela, it's a fatty food. The davar shamein goes bekulay. That's a halacha in Yeridaya. Today we're pretty much machmir. We don't know what's shamein and what's not. We're generally machmir. But that's the klal. A davar shamein goes bekulay, and a davar kachish goes to the klipa. The shach is mesupik. If you have a treifa kli, you have a pot. There's treifa blias in it. And a piece of hot kosher food touches it. A piece of kosher food touches this pot. Everything's hot. So a bliya goes from the pot into the food. You take a spoon, a trefa spoon, a fleishika spoon, you stick it into a milchika food. So the bliya goes, but since it's dry, it only should go kedei klipa. The shach is mesupik, if in a bliya of a kli, it could be called a davar shamein. You might remember an expression, ein pipua b'kelim. Shaila, in kelim, if you could have a davar shamein, the last word is a shach is sarachian. In other words, you have a trefa pot, or trefa knife, or a trefa spoon, and you touched a dry food, you touched a steak, you touched something that's treif. So the shach is mesupik if it asks kedei klipa, which is easy, it just cut off a klipa. Or if it's something that asks bakula. So he's mesupik. The Dogum Ravava there bring, now Yehuda brings the Magen Avraham in Hilchis Pesach, who says that it only goes kedei klipa. Dogum Ravava just says, I am Magen Avraham. In the Pesach Tshuva, he brings in the Nadi Yehuda. What does he say? Loi shavkinan speka de magen deshach min de pshitusa de magen Avraham. He says this idea that since the shach is mesopik and the magen Avraham is vaday, so we go with the vadois of the magen Avraham against the suffik of the shach. So this is a second example of this klal that if one paisik is mesopik and one paisik is vaday, you go with the Vaday. What would be a svara for that? What's a svara? I wasn't sure what the explanation. What's the explanation? It makes sense, no? If one place it gives mesubi, one place it gives vada, you go to vada. So I was wondering if it's sort of a svek sveka, sufik tas, sufik shach. Even the shach, he himself is mesubik. So maybe it's a svek sveka. Again, sufik might to me de vada, he is always not svek sveka, maybe. Okay, I'm not sure. The Amalachi doesn't go into reasons. He brings a long list of rayas, and maramakaymis, that there's such a klal that ain't suffic mice me devada. I'll tell you the nafkamina because the Cheshem Mishpat case I'm going to tell you is an interesting case you're all familiar with, but the psak of the shot here needs a raya, needs a hesbah. I think one of the famous Gemaras in Bava Kamma, the second parak, I remember a Gemara that we enjoyed very much learning, is a memra of Rabba. Rabba says, Zara Kli Meroish Hagag, if Ruvain took somebody else's Kli and threw it off a roof, and skin to floor, it's going to break. Uba Acha Vishavre B'makal, and on the way down, someone stuck his hand out of the window and broke it with a stick. Who's chayiv? What does Rabbi say? Huh? Who's chayiv? You don't remember. So Rabbi says, the second one's pater, manatvira tavar. He broke a broken kli. So Rabbi says that the first one is, the second one is pater, presumably the first one is chayiv. When he threw it off, it broke as soon as he let go of it. It's a broken kli the minute he let go of it. That's what Rabbah says. The Gemara, though, doesn't have only the memory of Rabbah. It also has a Iboya Leila Rava. Rava has a suffix in the following case. His case is an animal's walking in the street and it kicked a kli. Not in the street. It's walking in the private area in a simta. Regular chayiv is walking somewhere and it kicked the kli. What happened? When it kicked it, it didn't break from the impact of the kick. But he kicked it and it hit the wall and it broke against the wall. So what's the shayla? Regular chayiv. Shaz, is this regel? Do you go basamei kara that when he kicked it, it's broken? Or do you say no? It didn't break till it hit the wall. That's called tsreiris. Tsreiris is when it kicks something that breaks something. So maybe Rav is mesupik, is that tsreiris and you pay chatzi nezek? Or is that regel and you pay nezek sholi? That's the suffik in the Gemara. So l'chayr is the same thing. Rav said, I'm not sure, you go pasa meikara, when he kicked it, that's considered broken from the time he kicked it. Or pasa lebesayf. In this case, no one else broke it, but the animal kicked it and it broke when it hit the wall. There's halacha mishum sinat tsreiris. Tsreiris is that the animal kicks a stone and it breaks something, then you only pay half. Chatzi nezek. So the question is, if it kicked the kli itself against the wall, do we say meikara, it's broken from the time he kicked it? What do you say, it's only broken when it hits the wall? So rav is mesupa, if you go basa meikara, basa lebesayf. Rabba, who says if you throw it off the roof and someone else breaks it, it's monotfira tavar, it's broken meikara. He apparently holds it go basa meikara. Machloks in Rabba and Rava, it's always a suffix who we paskin like. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabba. Why paskin like Rabba? Because lo shavkinam shita de Rabba, because of the suffix of Rava. That's the Klal Hayrah that we're learning today. Rav is Mesupik. Rav says, Mahu. I don't know what the din is. You go at the time that he kicked it or at the time it hit the wall. Rabba is Pshitalei. He says, when you throw it off the wall, you throw it off the roof, it's already Basamei Kar, it's broken. So, the same rule. Leishav Kinam, Shitusa, the Rabba, and they speak of the Rabba. That's what it should be. If you find a case different, we'll have to have an answer. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh pass in this way.
And the Mechaber therefore paskins that way. We know the Mechaber paskins like two out of three, the Rambam, Riff, and Rush. Certainly here it's all three. So the Mechaber paskins that way. So here, what throws this into confusion is the Shach. The Shach in Shin Pei Vos, Katan Chav Zayin, says something that's the opposite of everything we said till now. He says, the Loshna Shach and Muki Yosef, Reish Perakets at a regal, Kosa B'Shem Ritzva, B'Shem Rabbi, the Kiva, the Mesapka Leila Rava, Shneim Peturin, Amaisi Mechaveri, Olav Araya. Says Rav is Mesupik, so we paskin they're both potter. The Chekas of Balamar, the Afal Gav, the Larabah Pshitalei, Kivin the Larabah Mesapkalei, Chashin Allah, and Amaisi Mechaveri Araya. So this seems to be the reverse of the klal that we're talking about today. We're learning from our Gemara klal that if one is Mesupik and one is Vadai, that Shafkinon, the Besafik for the Vadai. And here, the Mechaber is good, but the Shach says that Tamayt Araya because of the Safik. So what could be a reason for that? Why would it be different here? Huh? There's a rule which I mentioned to you in the past of Kimli. It's a rule unique to Chayshe Mishpat. In Chayshe Mishpat is a klal, which I told you once before, I don't fully understand, but it's a rule throughout Chayshe Mishpat that a Baldin could say Kimli. What does Kimli mean? It means you call me the Din Taira. And it's a nidai on which there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, two shittas in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Ramah, Shach and Taz. I have a right to say Kim Lee, like this Pesach that holds on Potter. I have a right to come to Bezdin and say, you can't be mighty for me. You're being mighty for me because of the Mechaber, I hold like the Shach. You're mighty for me because of the Shach, I hold like the Mechaber. A person in Dine Mominus has a right to go to Bezdin. And part of Hamaytzi Mechavel of Araya is I could say Kimli like this Shita. Apparently the Shach holds that even though it's the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rush, but he holds that you could say Kimli even like someone who's Mesapkalei. Be Chiddush. I would think the Mechaber is in the Mesupik and the Shach Paskins, he follows the Shach. He seems to say that you could say Kimli even on someone who's Mesapkalei. Seems to be the chiddush here in the Shach. I don't understand Kimli because I understand that if I learn through a sugya and I hold like one shita, I could say Kimli. But here talking about Amaratzim, like all of us, we go to Din Taira, and the Dayan says, well, so Machlekes, the Shach, and the Taz, and the Ktsais all hold one way, and the Nesivos holds the other way. So you jump up, you say, Kimli like Nesivos. Yeah, I'm an Eidah called Nesivos, I hold like him. If you're not an Eidah called Nesivos. You can jump up and say, hold on, what do you mean you hold like him? You don't even know anything about the sugya. You don't even know what the words mean. Yeah, you can even do that. You have one Din Taira, you say Kimli like Nesivos. You have another Din Taira, you can say Kimli like the Ktsais. So how am I so have Araya? That's what's going to end up happening. The one who's Mochzik says Kimli. The one who has the money in his pocket says Kimli. So it's a klal chayshim mishpat. That's the way it works, and makes problems. But there's such a halacha. You can say Kimli. But what's he paskening? He's paskening that afal gavdol rabba pshita leikim osap leichashin ala. So he's paskening that it's a suffik. Paskening rava that it's a suffik. Kim esu ve'avarai. So what does it mean he's paskening it's a suffix? I rabbis pshit delay, and we have this rule. So you say, myself, I have a right. Kimli, by the way, I'm just exaggerating, I'm dramatizing. I don't have to say Kimli in Bezdin. The Dayanim say for me Kimli. The Dayanim himself say we can't be mighty if this is Kimli. So why does he do it here? I guess it's because of this rule. I don't know. It's like a very strange. It's the Balamar against the Rift, the Rush, and the Rambam.
Well, it's not only the Baal Amor, it's the Mubi Yosef. Still. Okay, so we have here a sort of an exception to the idea, an exception to the rule. But this is the rule, the cloud that we're learning. Now, Grada is a place that that the Amalachi Tzechen Su to answer a Rashi and Chumash. We're just about a week and a half late, because it was in Parashas Yisrael. It's either a week and a half late or 52 weeks early. But in Parashas Yisrael, there's a Peledik Rashi by Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekatshei. Rashi there says, Rashi says that a person should put away from Sunday food for Shabbos. That if a person comes into good food on Shabbos, he should put it away for Sunday. I think it's Rashi here in Yisrael. What? Mechad b'shabosech l'shivyech. That you should put away something from Shabbos for, it could be Rashi's in the Parashas Hamon. Looking in the wrong spot. But anyway, Rashi brings this memra that you're supposed to put away from Sunday for Shabbos, or Monday. When you see a good food, that's obviously a food that lasts, not a food that'll spoil, but you're supposed to put away from Shabbos to Sunday. So it sounds very nice. The problem is the Gemara. Trust me that there's such a Rashi. Anyway, Rashi says that you should put away, and if you find good food during the week, put it away for Shabbos. That's Rashi's klal. So last week someone gave me a bag of pistachio nuts, so we put it away for Shabbos. So I have pistachio nuts on Friday night. So the problem is it's a Gemara in Beya Daf Tazayin. The Lashon HaGemara is Beishamay says if you find food you should put it away for Shabbos. Beisilah loymer in Baruch Hashem yom yom. And Beisilah say that every day you have betoch and you'll find food that day. You don't have to put away things at the beginning of the week, and on Shabbos you're prepared for Shabbos. Chayes Beishamay and Beisilah, we know a Basco came out that was like Beisilah. So the plea is that Rashi brings Beishamay. That's the Pelah. So the Sissachami is the Kasha, Rambani is the Kasha. In that Gemara, there's a Machlaikis Rishainim, what's Pshat? The Ramban learns it's the Machlaikis Beishamay Beisil. The Arzaruas, quoted in the back, and this shall take it by him, the Arzaruas says no. Beis Hillel, the Gemara's Lashon is Bavol Beis Hillel Mida Acheres Haisabai. Beis Hillel had a different Mida, and he said Baruch Hashem Yayim Yayim. As Ruah learns, that Beis Hillel was a tremendous Baal Betachim. So on his level, he's only let out Betachim. He'll find something on Friday. But the Gemara means Mida Acheres Haisabai. It's not a Machlaikis. Everyone agrees like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Mida Acheres Haisabai. And Beis Hillel had a different midah. His midah was to be a Baal Betachim. But Beis Hillel is masking that for the ordinary person, there's no such idea that for an ordinary person you're supposed to start from the beginning of the week. So here he says, and here it's slightly different. He says, Loi shafkinam shitusa de Beis Shammai. We know for sure of Beis Shammai. Then they sveka de Beis Hillel. Now sveka de Beis Hillel here means not Beis Hillel is mesupik. We are mesupik what Beis Hillel meant. Did Beis Hillel mean to argue Beis Shammai? Or Beis Hillel meant to say pshita like Beis Shammai? To Beis Hillel mean to argue Beis Shammai, or to say, I'm different, average person is that way, but I work on my betach. It's a suffix in Beis Hillel argues. And here also we say this klal of Lo Shav Kinam. So this is a sort of a stretch, another klal, that it doesn't have to be the person himself who's mesufik. The Rishonim are mesufik. If they say, I'm going to be Shammai, I'm going to pass my Beis Shammai. Dov Pella. When we learned the sugi of Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, I mentioned to you a Gemara that there are only three Machlekes in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, maybe a fourth. Beis Shammai and Hillel themselves. I remember we learned, I asked you, how many Machlekes are there, Shammai and Hillel? So you start thinking, hundreds. I tell you, Shammai and Hillel argued in three places. The Gemara says, in Shemesach, Shabbos, they argued in three places. Everything else was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This Machlekes, it says, Avol Hillel nida acheres ha'isubay. Gemara says, Beis Shammai says, Mechad b'shavas ha'toshivyech, and Beis Hillel says, Baruch Yimim. So the Gemara's Lashon is, Avol Hillel nida acheres ha'isubay. It says Hillel himself. Mitziv is Nadayik. It says Hillel, but that's not one of the three or four machlekes. It should be another machlekes. What? It should be a fourth or a fifth machlekes. So Nitziv brings a raya to Razaruah that there is no machlekes. They just mida acheres ha'isubay. Nice raya, beautiful raya. At any rate, the Nakuda is that Loi Shavkinam Shetusa de Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai is Hillel, imagine. Loi Shavkinam Shetusa de Beis Shammai, because of a suffix, what did Beis Hillel hold? Alright, so this is this klal. It's a klal in halacha. If you learn halacha, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, you'll bump into this every once in a while. I can't say it's on every page, it's not. But every once in a while, you bump into this idea that the pshitus of one is not more than the sveik of another one. Okay, this is the klal, and okay. All right, we're up to the Mishnah. I'm hesitant to start because I know that not everybody is ahead of me. Let's try at least to sort of set the table so that you could put in the time. I was hoping I'd come in and everybody would be buckling down and covering ground and moving. In the meantime, it was a Sunday morning, Eisgespräch, and maybe everyone was buckling down until I came in late, and it was already, I was tired from 2 or 3 hours of learning. But you have to stay ahead of me because Rosh Chodesh Adar is coming. I want to go to Asei Dechel Eisasei. I also want to get to Daf Chav with the Klal Amru, which is an important daf. When the first day when we started as a Hagdama, I read to you parts of the bottom of Chaf Amid Aleph and Taf of Chaf Amid Beis, the Klolim of Erevis B'Makom Yibam. What I would like to do is that we should go through this Mishnah to the next Mishnah rather quickly, but the quickly doesn't mean sacrificing the Gemara Rashi Taisus. There's not a whole lot of Taisus. There's one Taisus in the bottom of the Yamid, there are a few short Taisus in the next Yamid. It's something I'd like you to move, but you have to sit down and buckle down to do it. This entire Amid is one sentence. The Mishnah, and then Rabbi Yishai and the Gemara. And it's basically one long sentence. And the Gemara presenting Rabbi Yishai Shita, which tomorrow we're going to finish the Amid, because you can't start on Rabbi Yishai without going all the way down. Because to figure out what Rabbi Yishai says, you have to go down to the bottom of the Amid. I would just like to give you just a short Hagdama on Taich, so that when you learn the Gemara, hopefully it'll go more easily. In the previous sugya, we talked about a machlaikis of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Yesh Zika, Ein Zika should not confuse you. We have the shittas about how it works, but basically Yesh Zika means that when you fall to Yibam, it's like Eris. It's a man of Eris. It's like the Zakuka and the Yavam are Arusais. No, she's not Eishas Ish. You fall to Yibam, it's only in Isalav. But nevertheless, there's some kinyan that the Yavam has in the Yavama. If there are many brothers, so they're all Zakukais. They're all us and her relatives. They're all Zakukais. I already told you that the Zika, Yezika Dairaisa, which is the Machlaikis if you could be Mefer Nedarim, it's more Machlaikis. And then there's a Yezika Dirabanan, which is the Machlaikis if you Aser in the relatives of the Zakuka. That's what we had till now. Now, there's a Rush later in the Masechta who says, don't start comparing the Yesh Zikas in different sugyas, because the Lav Davka Toli Zeh B'Zeh. The expression Yesh Zika is an expression which is used very loosely. In this Gemara we're about to learn, Rabbi Ishiya is going to hold of a new expression of Zika called Zika Kiknusa. His expression, obviously, is going with the Shita of Yesh Zika. I have to figure out if it's the Raisa Drabanan. But the Gemara is going to have an expression, Kasavar Yesh Zika, Ve Zika Kiknusa Damya. That's the sugya. Zika Kiknusa Damya. That's all we have to figure out in the next sugya. What does it mean? So, if we have to figure it out, what am I sitting here and telling you ahead of time? So I'll tell you, I'm also starting the sugya. I'm not 100% sure what Zika Kiknusa means, but one thing I will tell you. Zika Kiknusa does not mean that when you fall to Yibum, to one person, it's like you're married to the person. You can't mean that because we know it's only in this alav. That's not going to change. Until you do Yibum, it's only in this alav. It's not in this akaris. It's not an Ashes Ish. So Zika Knusa has to mean something more than just Yesh Zika. In other words, we had Yesh Zika till now. We had a few nafkaminas, Afaras Nedarim, to be us and her relatives. Those are the main two nafkaminas. Talking about being metamah to her, other things. Zika Knusa has to mean a knech more. How much more does it mean? I'm not sure. One thing I only know, I know one thing that it has to mean, because that's the Gemara. Yesh Zika, the Zika Kiknusa means that the Zika is absorbed, so to speak, by this brother. Let's say there's only one brother. A woman dies, the Zika. Zika Kiknusa means that Zika is the first minute, and as soon as there's Zika Kiknusa, it becomes like his wife, his Zukukasai, I don't know what word to use. The Vart is that if a child is going to be born afterwards, Eisha Sachu Shloya Balamai, and another brother is born later, Zika Kiknusa says that if another child is born later, he has no shakas to the Zika. The Zika is over. Zika is just the method by which you become a knusa. You become like an oris to the person. So that ye zika v'zika k'knusa means in English, zika k'knusa means that there's a hafka of the zika mekanalaba. The zika ends. Well, the one was alive, so there's zika to two of them. We're gonna have to figure out how that works. I'm not sure. But for the one that's not alive, that's the Gemara's case. Now, as I'm telling you, that's the Gemara's case. If it applies to more cases, we'll have to figure it out. So it's going to have to be, and I'll check with Rabbi Chanan if I'm right, that Rabbi Chanan's Vart of Yesh Zika is not going with the Manyama Zika Kiknusa. He's saying Yesh Zika is the Manyama we had till now. Rabbi Ishiya, in this Gemara, Rabbi Ishiya, Libet Rav Shimon, who holds Zika Kiknusa, at the end, there's a tiyufta on him. We're not going to pass him like him. No one's going to pass like him. It's likely we're going to pass like Rav Shimon. Rabbi Ishiya, Levi Rav Shimon, has a new Zika, that's Zika Kiknusa. And I only know for sure one nafkamina, the nafkamina in the Gemara, that it stops Zika from going elsewhere. Are there any other nafkaminas? I'm not sure. I know the Karen Oira here on the Gemara is Mesupik. If Zika Kiknusa is only nafkamina, got to be this one case? Well, maybe there are other nafkaminas. So the Karen Oira is Mesupik. We'll try to find somebody who's more ma'arichan. Because it's an explanation of Rav Shimon Shita according to Rabbi Ishiya, which the Chachamim disagree with. And we pass like the Chachamim. So the man Yama who said Yezik in the previous Sogya doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. It's a good kasha. If you look back at Rashi sometimes says ke'arusa. Arusa is erisin, do Kiddushin. Kenusa is you took it into your house, right? So if Rashi would just say Zika is Ke'arusa, we don't have a kasha. You say Yesh Zika means Arusa, and this Gemara says Kenusa. And that's the truth. The problem is, there was a Rashi in Zayin Amid Beis, there were two Rashis Valema. It seems to be something of a stira. And one of them, Rashi said, Yezika is Ke'arusa, that she's like Oris to him. If you say she's like an Oris, so then that's fine. But Rashi also said, Rashi, two lines at the bottom, Yeshkaich Yezika, Zika Zim have a Kiknusa. That Rashi, we have to find someone who asks. Have a Kiknusa, that's only Rabbi Shia Levi Rav Shimon. Where was the previous Rashi? You found one, find the other. The first Rashi ain't Zika. Okay, so they're both Ibrahim Askel. Oh, one's the Zika, one's the Zika. Rashi ain't Zika, middle of the page. Says Zika Sivimta Shemesa Loyalim Alohavi Ki Arusa. That's the Rashi we're going to go with. And that's the Rashi we spoke about on Yazayin Amadeus. Rashi ain't Zika Ki Arusa, that we understand. And now Rabbi Shia is saying Ki Kenusa. Rashi in the bottom, who said Yezika Kiknusa, that if someone changes the gears, I'll be very happy. At least somebody shares the kasha. Maybe you should check the Rishash. He changes it. But what I'm saying is, don't let it confuse you. Before you start the sugya, you have to know. It's a manyama ein zika. There's a Yezika on a deraisadika level. The Yezika on a derabonadika level. It's already confusing. But that's all. Everything till now is ka'arusa. Not Kiknusa. This Sogya, Arusa Kiknusa, Yesika Kiknusa, is a stronger level of Yesika. How many Nafkaminas? I'm not sure. We're starting the Sogya. We start the Sogya, we know one Nafkamina. The Gemara is Nafkamina. I don't know if there are any others. So that we're going to try to be Mavad. So please, for tomorrow, put in the time and stay ahead of me, and hopefully we'll start the Sogya.